The Ring of Kerry charity cycle takes place this Saturday. It is going to be very busy in Kerry for it, as thousands of cyclists take back to the road. 5,000 cyclists are hoping to raise €1 million and even more in relation to that. An iconic cycling event that's now in its 44th year. A 170 circular route starting and ending in Killarney. Carl Walsh of the Ring of Kerry charity cycles with me in studio. Carl, good to see you and good to talk to you again.
Thanks very much, Gerry, for having us on. Radio Kerry is a very important link with us on the Ring of Kerry charity cycle.
Okay.
And we're looking forward very much to the event upcoming on Saturday.
Okay, we'll have the usual situation. So go through me what people need to know, the road closures, the parking and other things like that.
Yeah, we'll go through the road closures first in particular. Now, the Mission Road, that's the road that links the two churches, the Great Cathedral and the other church at the end of it by the side of the plaza. That's closed from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. because that's where the cycle begins. And that will be closed from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. and will reopen at 9 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. Will be closed again at 11:30, until 8 p.m. that evening, Saturday evening. The Beach Road now, that's the Beach Road where the main car park is, and we have the main portion of that taken over. The Beach Road will be closed from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. Now, it will allow for deliveries and people booking in or booking out of the Plaza Hotel. And
there'll be a three-hour window from 9 to 12.
That's right. From 9 to 12. Closed in at 12 noon until 8 p.m. Then we move out the road to Fossa, and I suppose the easiest way to describe it is at the Golden Nugget.
Yeah.
The road will close there from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Then we move on to Killarglen, and Killarglen to the Carra Bridge. Now, people travelling up from Carr Sivine will be diverted at the Carra Bridge on towards the Dukes and on that way. So you could basically say that the road from Fossa to Killarglen is closed, and to the Carra Bridge, except, not allowing traffic coming up from Cahir Sivine direction. We have Mull's Gap that will close at 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. on Saturday morning, and the road from Sneem to Mull's Gap, that will be closed also between the hours of 11 and 8, so no traffic allowed up, but visitors to Killarney wanting to go to Muckras House and Gardens or go to Tark Waterfall, the road will be closed from down as far as Tark Travel, or Tark Waterfall, I should say, and traffic will be allowed, but cyclists beware that there will be traffic up to Tark Waterfall as they come down in the evening from the descent from Mull's Gap.
Okay.
Now, with regard to the car parking situation, the western side of the Beach Road car park, that will be the Mecca. That's where everything will be happening. So that car park is closed. As of from 12 midnight on tonight. And from tomorrow we'll be preparing for Saturday, and the car park, as I say, will be closed for us to get organised on Friday and together for Saturday, and then the alternative parking is for those who would be coming to town shopping is what we call the Cathedral Field. That's on the northern side of the cathedral. That would be the car park that we use in lieu of losing, we'll say, the big car park in Beach Road.
Yeah.
Now, the smaller car park, there's limited parking there, and we'll deliveries, of course, and residents booking in or booking out of the Plaza Hotel or other businesses on Beach Road, they will have access to the smaller portion of the car park. Now, in the car park itself, we will have entertainment, we'll have food, we'll have Sunshine, I hope. And the big game will be shown on the big screen, and I'll be hoping for a Galway win.
You will.
Against the Rebels. Now, with regard to cyclists coming to town, we have two parks being used, and one is called the Daffodil Field. That's on the northern side of the town there, before you come to the roundabout, as we say locally here, Cleaney.
Michael
O'Shea, very grateful to him that he allows cars in there, and I would plead with people who park there, don't be coming to town with your bike on the back of the car. Cycle down to the venue. It's only a short trip down.
Yeah.
And also, we have the car park on the bypass road now. It's not the same entry point that we had for the recent football games in the stadium. They're coming towards that, you turn off, as locals would know, where the Legion and Killarney Celtic will be using that roadway in there and out for...
And that's the old rugby field.
That's right, the old rugby field.
Bypass.
So we'll be... That's just a change there, that there's no exit directly off the bypass road.
And that's 5 a.m. that's open
that's
to 8 p.m. On Saturday.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, and you want them to park there and they can cycle down to the start.
Cycle down to the start.
The start place, yeah.
And people who are staying in accommodation, cycle rather than leave your car if you have a car at your lodging or wherever you're staying, and limit the amount of traffic coming through, because it's going to be busy either way.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, and the start time, official start, ceremonial start time, 7:30 a.m.
That's right. We'll have the newly elected Councillor John O'Donoghue. We'll have Bishop Ray, and this time we'll have Father Kieran O'Brien, one of his last engagements.
Yes.
We've had him for the most of all the years down along. He's been posted to Ratmore in mid-July, and we wish him all the best. And we'll have a special... to think of Ollie Favere, the late Ollie Favere, very much part of the Ring and Kerry cycle with regard to catering and all that. A great community man whom we lost in March, and we'll be thinking of Ollie and Dermot Galvin a year ago, and the late Paddy O'Donoghue, the engineer, who passed away 12 months ago, while training for the Ring of Kerry last year. Those will be in our memory, and we think of them all the time, and indeed anybody else who has lost somebody, and people who would be cycling, who would have a special reason for cycling, and cycling for a particular charity.
Yeah, brilliant. Listen, Cathal, we're going to leave it there. It's all available. All the information as well is on the ringandkerrycycle.ie, the website, to go to for more details about start times, parking and other things like that. Good luck with it, Cathal. Hope it's a great success over the weekend.
Thanks very much, Jerry, and thanks to Radio Kerry and to yourself, and we're hoping for a bit of sunshine but no rain.
No rain. I don't think there will be rain, which is the good news. Cathal, brilliant stuff. Thanks so much. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us.